The fact that a revised tax deal was scuttled late last week, followed quickly by a report about a Swiss investigation into alleged economic sabotage, was sure to raise eyebrows.
Initially, I was a little bit surprised.
Peter Kunz is professor of business law at the University of Bern.
Switzerland is a country ruled by the rule of law. I think it was quite consequential that the Swiss authorities did what they did. So the warrants didn't really come as a surprise to me. It was more the timing of them.
The timing coincides with ever-heated debates over what a Swiss tax deal should look like, with Germany and another deal with the UK poised to be models for what Swiss politicians have dubbed a global solution. The warrants are purely related to a 2010 case of stolen Credit Suisse bank data bought by German authorities for 2.5 million euros. Swiss federal prosecutor Michael Lauber insisted to public television the investigation was not related to recent tax deal politics. We have, through this investigation, come across clues which point to orders issued from Germany to spy into Credit Suisse data, he says. The warrants were declared monstrous by Hannelore Kraft, the governor of the German state of North Rhine-Westphalia, which purchased the stolen bank data and whose prosecutor raided Credit Suisse branches in 2010. German finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble defended the Swiss at a conference in Denmark. The judiciary is independent in Switzerland, just like in Germany, he said. And Bern law professor Peter Kunz also believes the warrants were not political.
Actually, I believe the federal prosecutor. In my view, it was really a coincidence. On the other side, I'm not surprised that the German opposition parties tried to use it some sort of an excuse to now torpedo the negotiations with Switzerland. I don't think on the Swiss side it was really a political issue, but in Germany now it becomes, of course, a political issue.
Former German finance minister Peer Steinbrück didn't pull punches before reporters over the weekend. He's a member of the Social Democrats, leading the German opposition to the tax deal. Yeah, that's mixing cause and effect, he said. The cause is based in Swiss financial institutions inviting tax evasion and tax fraud. The fact that German Treasury, through its tax inspectors, is fighting tax evasion and tax fraud, I find that very appropriate. The three German tax inspectors now face Swiss judicial proceedings, which could drag on, says law professor Kunz.
I think on a political side, even though I don't think that the federal prosecutor really is a political authority, will have a political impact. I would be surprised if it will go away rather soon. It will probably be there for some time.
Whether or not a withholding tax agreement is ultimately ratified doesn't really matter, says Kunz. He says Switzerland will ultimately have to sign up for automatic bank data exchanges with other countries, which the withholding tax deal was meant to prevent.